KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, the Associated Press All-America First Team has three freshmen on the squad for the first time in its 70-year history. Oklahoma's Trey Young, DeAndre Ayton of Arizona, and Duke's Marvin Bagley III were all named first teamers in the AP All-America squad. Announced on Tuesday, Young led the nation in scoring and assists in his lone season in Norman. They were joined by Villanova's Jalen Brunson and Kansas guard Devontae Graham on the team selected by the same 65-member national media panel that selects the weekly AP Top 25. In other college basketball news, Justin Bibbins scored 19 points and Utah advanced to Thursday's NIT title game as they beat Western Kentucky 69-64. Cedric Bearfield added 14 points and David Collette added 13 with 7 rebounds as the Utes improved to 23-11. Penn State joined Utah in the NIT championship game as they whipped Mississippi State 75-60 last night. Tony Carr scored 21 points and Shep Garner added 18 while breaking a school record for career three-pointers. In other college hoops news, a person familiar with the situation says Louisville is hiring Xavier's Chris Mack as the Cardinals' new men's basketball coach. Mack was 215-97 with 8 NCAA tournament appearances in 9 years at his alma mater, including a 29-6 mark in the school's first ever number one tournament seeding this season. He's now in charge of guiding the program back to national contention after a turbulent season in which the Cardinals were linked to a federal investigation and eventually missed the NCAA tournament. Jeff Capel has replaced Kevin Stallings as Pittsburgh's head coach and inherits a program that was 8-24 this season and 0-18 in the ACC. Capel spent the last 7 seasons as an assistant under Mike Krzyzewski at Duke after head coaching stints at VCU and Oklahoma, where he took both schools to the NCAA tournament. Tim Miles will be back for a 7th season as Nebraska's head coach. Miles is 97-97 with 1 NCAA tournament appearance in 6 years. The Cornhuskers went 22-11 this season, finishing tied with Final Four-bound Michigan for 4th place in the Big Ten. UNLV center Brandon McCoy is leaving school early for the NBA draft. McCoy was the Mountain West Freshman of the Year this season, averaging 17 points and 10 rebounds a game. Florida leading scorer Jalen Hudson plans to enter the NBA draft, although he said in his announcement that he won't hire an agent at this time. The 6'6" Hudson averaging 15.5 points in his first season with the Gators. Arizona sophomore guard Raul Alkins has declared for the NBA draft. He will hire an agent. Alkins was Arizona's third leading scorer at 13 points and serving as the Wildcats' emotional leader this season. Former Raptors coach Daryl Walker has been hired as the coach at Arkansas Little Rock. Walker's hiring follows the firing of former coach Wes Flanagan this month after a school record 25 losses by the Trojans. More college basketball tonight. The CIT semifinals get underway this evening with Illinois-Chicago facing off against Liberty and Sam Houston State battling Northern Colorado. CBI tournament continues its championship series. It could end tonight. The best of three championship series has San Francisco leading 1-0 after a win earlier this week. San Francisco will play at North Texas tonight in the second game in that series. Iowa linebacker coach Seth Wallace says the competition for playing time at his position group may last until the end of August. The Hawkeyes need to replace all three of their starting linebackers off of last year's team that finished 8-5.
We haven't scrimmaged yet. You know, we'll do that this coming Saturday, you know, and do it from here on out on most Saturdays up until the end of spring. But, you know, I think when you start getting those type of situations, those type of practices out of the way, you start to get a better idea. But we'll have a better idea at the end of spring. I can assure you that. But I don't know that, we'll have the right picture then.
After only 3 practices this spring, Wallace says some of the veteran players have been standing out.
With a Jack Hockaday, and Aaron Menz, those guys, you know, they've been around long enough to kind of know the hierarchy of this program and where they're at. But, you know, there's guys behind them that, you know, are eager and ready and showing leadership ability and displaying it and helping these younger guys or new guys, you know, kind of fall in line.
Wallace expects the new linebacker core to emerge from the players that are on campus and not counting on any incoming recruits to get immediate playing time.
You know, if it's our expectation that a freshman's going to come in here and play right away, at the linebacker position, then we're probably not very good defensively.
Iowa's draft hopefuls worked out for schools from 31 NFL teams during Iowa's Pro Day on Monday. Linebacker Josie Jewell says he ran a better 40 than he did at the Combine, and so far nothing in the process has surprised him.
We've all had some heads up with our coaches. They all give us some good input on what we need to do, what we're going to be asked, and, you know, how do you have to perform. And I think that's what it comes down to. You know, you're going to have your film and then how you perform at the end of the day for, you know, the pro stuff here, you know, the pro day and the combine. So it's what we pretty much expected and what coaches have told us.
Jewell says he wants to be known as a tough, smart, and physical player.
I mean, I think that's what this program is based on. And you try to overlay yourself with that throughout the season, throughout the offseason. You know, you need to be tough on and off the field. You need to be smart on and off the field. And then when it comes to time to, you know, put the pads on, you need to be physical.
Center James Daniels opted to forego his senior season and enter the draft. He'll meet with several teams over the next month.
Growing up, like, I wanted to play in the NFL. I didn't know the process was like this. And, like, right now it's just been, like, training and, like, taking calls. But, like, next month, April, is just full of visits and workouts and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's pretty fun.
Leaving early has its risks, but Daniel says he's been happy with the feedback.
And Coach Ferentz got some feedback, and except from the advisory committee. Like, we got feedback from, like, other, like, NFL personnel. Head anywhere from late first to third round. So, like, I'm not really surprised with, like, the feedback.
In other NFL news, owners have redefined a few rules at their meetings in Orlando, and there's a catch to it. The league has redefined the catch rule to eliminate confusion and controversy about receptions. There are basically now three elements defining a catch: having control of the ball, getting 2 feet down or another body part, and making a football move like taking a third step or extending the ball. Falcons chairman and committee chairman Rick McKay says the committee cited overturned receptions by tight ends James and Miller last season as among the dozens of plays they reviewed dozens of times. Packers coach Mike McCarthy says the third step recommendation was excellent and cleans up a majority of receptions that were in question. In another rule modification, using the crown of the helmet to initiate any hit will result in a 15-yard penalty. Colts coach Frank Reich says quarterback Andrew Luck has begun to throw as part of the rehab for his surgically repaired shoulder. Luck missed the entire 2017 season because of the injury. Reich said he hasn't seen Luck in action yet, but the franchise QB is clearly making progress after spending time in California working with quarterback mechanics guru Tom House and Adam Dado. The Seahawks have released quarterback Trayvon Boykin shortly after his girlfriend alleged in a television interview that he physically assaulted her. She alleges Boykin broke her jaw last week in a Dallas suburb. The Titans have agreed to terms on a deal with quarterback Blaine Gabbert, who's expected to replace Matt Cassel as Marcus Mariota's backup. The Titans announced March 19th that they intended to release Cassel. Giants coach Pat Shurmur says he expects Odell Beckham Jr. to attend offseason workouts when they start in April. Trade rumors are surrounding the controversial star receiver, and there's been strong speculation that Beckham will hold out during training camp because he doesn't want to play the fifth and final year of his rookie deal without a new contract. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller has always made midweek non-conference games a priority and wants his Hawkeyes to be ready to play this afternoon when they host Bradley. Heller says the non-conference games could be the difference when it comes to the NCAA tournament.
Midweek games are crucial if you're going to get an at-large bid at the end of the year. And you know, so far so good with us the last 4 years and taking care of our business in the midweek games. You know, that's something that this team, you know, we need to take that step and get things rolling. We're going to play a good Bradley team tomorrow, a team that's off to a really good start.
Iowa's 13-8 overall after splitting a snow-shortened two-game series against Indiana, and they'll be challenged by the Bradley Braves. Infielder Ketel Marte and the Arizona Diamondbacks have finalized a 5-year, $24 million contract. That deal contains a pair of club options that could make the agreement worth $46 million over 7 seasons. The Mariners are monitoring Ichiro Suzuki's strained right calf to determine whether he'll be on the opening day roster or the disabled list. He's hitless in 10 at-bats with 2 walks and 5 strikeouts since signing on March 7th. The Nationals will open the season without All-Star second baseman Daniel Murphy and reliever Joaquin Benoit, each of whom have been placed on the disabled list. Twins right-hander Phil Hughes will begin the season on the DL with a strained left oblique. Manager Paul Molitor says Hughes is still in the mix to pitch April 11th, the first time that the club will need a fifth starter. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.